afternoon. Today is Friday, December the 6th, 335th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Eureka City Manager.
Interim
City Manager, Mike Knight. You're not feeling comfortable with a parking slot yet, huh?
It's a fine parking slot, but I'm just kind of leaving it open until council gets to a decision.
I see. Well, we'll get an update. Speaking of councils and decisions, we'll see where the missing wheel is at this point in that process, trying to figure out what's going on. Also with the reports of snow in Fortuna and potential snow in Eureka tonight, we'll talk about how the city prepares for inclement weather. And all other kinds of fun, weird, strange, off-the-wall things that I can think of. And that you are feeling comfortable, Mr. Knight, to respond to.
That sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So it's a combination of him and me when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time, 3:14. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Heinrich Ibsen. Sometime between 1828 and 1906. So his ship has sailed some time ago. Quote, "A community is like a ship." Notice the connection. "A community is like a ship. Everyone ought to be prepared to take the helm." Sir.
And that's true.
I sense we're not going to get any declaration today about anything about the future.
Well, certainly not from me because I can't see into the future, but I want to participate in the future.
In what capacity? Oh, well, kind sir.
Well, as you know, and as we discussed, I am going to make a run at the city manager position. I'm sure it will be competitive, and hopefully I'll at least make it a hard decision for the city council.
There you go. There you go. And based on the outcome of this interview.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You could improve your chances significantly or be out of the mix. Weather certainly is on a lot of folks' mind today, whether it's listening to the national news and some of the stuff folks in the Midwest and the East are having to deal with, or just right here in our own little region of frozen fog. Highs not exceeding 25 during the week in certain areas, snow on the ground, all that kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes you think that summer might be winding down here.
I think we're seeing it go away.
What special measures or any special measures is the city taking because of the cold weather snap that we're dealing with?
Well, I would term it more routine measures because our Public Works Department is used to getting at this year after year, which each year being a little bit different. But typically, you know, as you can imagine, we don't have a lot of snow removal equipment.
Yeah, the snow plow's not been worked on heavy, has it?
But we do have access to them. And what we are usually more concerned with when it gets really cold is making sure and sand some of our hillsides where we may have some accidents. So really getting after those slippery spots with sand is what staff's prepared to do. And then also, of course, keeping the drains open and the
flowing,
rain going, yes.
The sand, is it just out to the spit, pick up some sand, throw it in the back of the truck, and bring it on in?
Oh, no. We get it delivered. So we like to keep stockpiles in strategic locations, but typically at the courtyard. And if we know we're having a significant event, then we'll stage it in different places.
That's what I was saying. Considering if anybody's familiar with the general Eureka area, down by Costco is about as far away as you can get from some of the hills. Booner. Oh, geez, no, I don't know what to call it. County Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just...
But, you know, it is a nice permitted location to have stockpiles of sand, and we do manage to move it.
You need
it
permits for sand piles?
Oh, sure.
You know, no kidding.
You need permits for almost everything.
Really? I never would have thought about that. You got an area, throw a tarp down so you don't have to clean it up, put the pile of sand there, and let it wait.
Certainly in emergency situations, that's true. But for maintaining it and keeping it in one place, you have to be permitted.
Okay, so what is the environmental impact of a pile of sand?
Well, I'm not so sure there is if it's stored in a proper location.
Like a sand dune?
Yeah. Not next to a river, you know, creek, drain.
That's right. We could have sand in our river then, huh?
Well, you know, they...
like I said, maybe by the end of the show. I suppose the same thing with gravel, huh? Don't want to get the gravel too close to the river either.
No, we store most all those kind of materials at our courtyard and in bins, or in open bins.
The reason is there. Yeah, is it easier to get from there?
Easier to load. Yep.
I figured that there was some rhyme or reason.
Load it, get it in a dump truck, and take it where we need it.
And the dump trucks don't have problems with ice.
not with that kind of load, and if so, we have a way to get it there.
KINS News and Information Times 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late Spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Times 3:22. We're back to talk shop a little bit early with Mike Knight. Mike, the weather situation, you talked about the sand and that kind of stuff that you can kind of anticipate. You know, weather forecast, great. What about things like wind? We have got enough trees growing along enough power lines in our area, or trees that could hit, blow over a couple of redwood trees and it's going to take down some power lines. Is there a way that the city can kind of hedge against not windstorms necessarily, but branches and trees, or is it quick response and that's the best hedge that is really appropriate?
You know, in windstorms, really, it is more on the quick response. Certainly, when we are aware of trees that have dead limbs, and sometimes, we have the public point that out to us. We do regular tree trimming, and the utilities are often trimming around their wires. But really, it is a lot of reaction, and I hate to admit that, but it's hard to foresee, which tree is going to come down. But we do keep an eye for dead limbs and diseased trees.
For those areas that do have trees, say I've got them, you've got them, whatever, the city doesn't pay for those trees to be limbed, do they?
Well, if it's on city property, city right-of-way.
Well, yeah,
yes,
okay, if it's in the park.
Absolutely, no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's property owner responsibility.
Okay, and if they don't?
And if they don't, there is a provision in our code, of course, that would require, it depends on the situation, if it's over the public right-of-way and causing a hazard, we'll put them on notice, and if they
won't
do
that,
we'll do that at their expense. That's correct.
Okay, so
sidewalk or street.
Okay, bigger tree.
Yeah.
Power poles or power lines, is that your concern or is that the other guy's?
Luckily, we get to defer to PG&E and the other utilities.
Well, shooting as far away as they are, that's like year and a half response on that one?
Oh, no. Actually, they do really good at getting out there.
Well, for something like that, that's a high priority.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Nice to know that they exist. That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work with them.
Yeah. No, the local PG&E folk work really well with us.
Cool. And I would imagine that those are activities that you want to do not during storms.
That's correct. But often you find us out there during storms because that's when it becomes evident.
Are there some cities that have outlawed, I guess that would be the right term, Monterey pines? I'm thinking as one of the more dirty trees, grows like a weed. Okay, that's a positive. Blows over if you look at it funny. Branches will snap off in a windstorm that isn't that significant a windstorm. Public safety, all that kind of stuff. Certainly they tear up the sidewalks and people are planting them in the wrong spots. You're smiling. Well, you have one of these this morning?
No, but we have spent a lot of time on our street tree program and have worked with Keep Eureka Beautiful to identify a number of trees that are allowed within our right-of-way and adjacent to our sidewalks. And I don't think Monterey pines are on that list, but I'm not really aware of anybody that just outright, you know, that doesn't mean there aren't any, but I'm not aware of any jurisdictions that just don't allow them, you know, in their, you know, within their jurisdiction.
Well, I noticed Lafayette Elementary School cut theirs down. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Particularly if you got a bunch of little kids running around underneath during a windstorm, you wouldn't want one of those. As we had some in the backyard growing up, when one went, three went. Boom, boom, boom. Kind of like a redwood tree, mm-hmm. right? One goes down.
Yep.
Yeah, you run. How is the park set up for Sequoia Park? Set up for rain, wind, all that kind of stuff. Is it a little bit better? I know that's something that Bill Panos had seen as a high priority. I remember talking with Tyson, you know, we would mm-hmm. reminisce about the duck pond, what was, what wasn't, what became again, what current is. Has the forested area of Sequoia Park, has that been maintained? Is that a place that can handle the winter this year?
Well, yes, I do believe it has been maintained, certainly, and I can't tell you what miles per hour it is, but our park staff at a certain miles per hour will close the park and try and keep people from walking through because, you know, well, mostly driving through, but, you know, there is the potential for limbs to come down, and we certainly have seen that. As you can tell, if you drive through the park, you'll see our windstorm meadow. That actually was created, I forget which year it was, we had that big windstorm. And it blew a number of trees down. And the interesting part of that for me was if you look back in one of our very old master plans, it called for a meadow in that exact same location.
Really?
So we took advantage of what Mother Nature did with it and, you know, pulled the logs out and put them around the edges. And we now call it a windstorm meadow.
Well, you know, I would imagine for folks that haven't been here in a windstorm or don't know the historical, I mean, there's a reason they call these things widowmakers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Another smile. I keep bringing out local colloquialisms. I mean, you're supposed to be adding to this flavor a little bit here as well, sir. So as the rain season, if we are going to have one. I've talked to a couple of guys. They're saying we're looking at a drought. Does that change anything at all for you in the preparation, or you just pretty much have everything ready?
I think we have everything ready, and we are constantly getting weather updates, and we keep an eye on the weather updates, and if For example, a big storm would be coming in this weekend, then we would have staff come in and be available, and we would have staff ready to be called in and be available. And certainly if there were heavy, significant rains, we would make sure that our stockpile of sandbags, we have a good inventory and a good inventory of sand. So in an emergency, we're not scrambling around for materials.
Yesterday, we had a pretty high tide. Are there allowances for a levee break, a high tide, a surge that's higher than normal? Is that part of this also, or is that so unique that it's really you can't afford to spend much resource on that?
You know, that's pretty unique. Eureka really doesn't have that many levees. Jacobs Avenue is the one that comes to my mind, and that's being studied and evaluated right now for potential upgrades.
Would that be city upgrades?
Actually, it's not the city, but we are working with the county and the Jacobs Avenue business owners and property owners and trying to help them with that study.
I remember that battle from about 15 years ago, too. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. He says interim, I say city manager for the city of Eureka.
Well, I like that better.
Yeah, okay, fine. And I say so adamantly. Mike, with the funny weather that goes on, what happens to the animals at the zoo? We talked about the park. What happens to the animals? Are there any special accommodations, or do we say, you know, they're wild, and just because this isn't the Sahara? Go fend for yourself, little hairless one.
No, I know Gretchen Ziegler, our zoo manager, far too well, and the animals at the zoo are very well cared for, and they just like our parks department and public works department keep an eye on the weather, keep an eye on the wind, and keep an eye on the temperature, and they ensure that they are properly taken care of and sheltered.
Blankies.
I'm very confident in that. Very confident.
Was it last week? Yeah. First of last week, Carol Reisch and the Municipal Water District did their valve replacement. Now, I understand that not from you, but I understand from others that while it went smooth, it wasn't quite as smooth as what everybody was hoping and anticipating. Were there any complications that the city of Eureka had?
No, because we have a good amount of storage, the most storage in this area. So we can run for quite a number of days if the water were turned off. And we work closely with the district. We're well aware of the shutdown, and things went well from our perspective.
Okay. Let me ask it slightly differently.
Sure.
Did we get close to having complications because it took an extra 12 or 14 hours to replace those valves?
No. No.
Eureka just has that much capacity, or were we all paying attention, and did the water usage go down?
You know, we did have some help. I know my wife heard a PSA release, and when I walked in the door, she said, don't use the water. So I think there were some customers out there conserving water, but it wasn't really that necessary because we do have that kind of storage.
Now, the high tank in, for me, I guess, across from Pastore's place,
mm-hmm.
or by the fire,
yeah.
the little fire meeting place, or by the teen center, depending on anywhere.
Okay, just don't ask me how big it is because I forget.
No, is it still a functional water tank?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so that,
tank, yeah.
So that
we replaced it.
That does have water in it.
Oh, absolutely.
In addition to just having a little antenna on top of it.
Yes, in addition to the reservoir.
So that, the reservoir, is that, and that's enough to do the trick?
Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly how long, but I think with normal water use, we can make it at least a week, but don't quote me on that.
Oh, really? So, like, even for a major earthquake?
I mean, with some conservation, but.
Yeah. But there's enough there to be able to make it through.
Yeah.
Cool. Switching topics. Not like I don't do that regularly. The stuff that's going on down at Eureka Muni, the golf course there, the. Pipes and
Martin Slough.
Yeah, it's kind of sitting there and it's sitting there and it's sitting there. Is that a permanent fixture? Are we going to use that as a tourist visitation spot, or is there progress going on at that site?
There is progress, and it actually has been pretty good progress, even though they did have a few complications. But we're boring our way through the hill on our way to the wastewater treatment plant. And so we're in the middle of the drilling phase as we speak. And it's going to be a long project. And I don't know how fast.
Do they go like 10, 15 feet a day kind of thing?
You know, I don't know that. But the mayor and a council member are interested in a site visit. We're arranging that. And I think those are the kinds of questions that we will ask and find out about. You know, certainly our project engineers know what's going on every day because they're out at the site.
You have to arrange a visit?
Well, you
can't pop in there and say, hey, guys.
No, because
the
contractor has control of the site.
Oh, okay.
And, we need to make sure that it's safe when we go there. And so we're going to coordinate that visit in the next couple days.
Yeah, things have gotten out of hand.
Now, I do have a hard hat, so I could probably get
it. Oh, you do?
Oh, safety vest. Yeah.
Wow. Does this have, wear and tear on it, or was this a brand new one that you got?
It's pretty clean.
Oh, I see. So it's clean. Tyson's old hat.
Yes.
KINS, News and Information Times 341. We'll be back with more from Mike Knight.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 344. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment of this week. Mike Knight is along for the ride. Let's see, what do I have here? City Council. Last thing that I heard a couple weeks ago was that it's down to two.
That's correct. Former
KINS employee and a former non-KINS employee. I won't make any further comments beyond that. The long-termers know exactly what I'm saying. How do you go through that process? It's now the point where the mayor, Frank, makes his recommendation. It goes to the city council and staff? Just to the city council? How does that next phase process work?
The mayor did let me know that he needs to have the appointment on the next council agenda. So next Tuesday, the mayor will be announcing his selection, and then the council will vote to agree with that selection.
Pretty routine, the acceptance part?
I think the thing here is that it was a good selection process, and the mayor made a point to me that all three candidates brought a lot to the table, and so it was a difficult decision. This is appointing someone to fill Lance's seat, who is vacating the seat, and so certainly Lance has had some input in the selection process, and I think the mayor is listening, and it's going to be a good selection. But I mean, as the mayor talked to me about it, either one of the two would be a good selection.
Eureka has got wards.
That's correct.
Which really don't mean anything other than you have to live in that area, but everybody in the city votes for everybody who's running.
Yes, five wards.
So what was this ward?
Ward 5.
Okay. Let me ask it differently. What was this ward? Where is it? What part of the town is it represented?
Boy, Ward 5 is an interesting – I would have a hard time describing it because I have a hard time even looking at it on the map. It's a really odd ward. And not
because it's been gerrymandered? That's the one that gets flexed every time?
I'm not sure about that, but okay. I think it's been in place for a long time. But well, Lance lives in it, and he lives over there off of Union Street, so it's kind of that area of town, and it stretches several blocks on each side of Union, north and south, and then widens out. So it's really hard to describe. I could sure share a ward map with you sometime. We give them away free.
Oh, boy. I bet you it's even on your website.
It is.
If I was motivated enough to look at your website. replacing a city council, now, Connie Miller was the same way when, who left? Was it Virginia Rand and won for mayor? Is that what
you think?
I think
that was after Connie was no longer with us.
Okay. It happens regularly enough, which is kind of surprising. Is this a normal process?
Well, certainly.
Or perceived as a normal process?
There is a process for replacing a vacant council member seat. And one part of that could be going to a special election, which is, of course, very costly. And for this election, the council did support the mayor appointing and a selection committee screening the applicants. And so that is a pretty regular process. Saves the public and the city money. And then there'll be an election in November. So
this is less than a year.
Yes.
It's kind of like a holdover.
Well, I think it's they'd like to fill that seat.
Okay.
They'd like to fill that seat and have five people, you know, doing the work of the city.
So yeah, who says you're not political? So, I know you and Frank have talked a little bit. I'm directing this more to him than to you, but was the fact that the individual would be inclined to run for re-election a factor in the recommendation?
I don't believe that's true. I think there's interest in most of the candidates running anyway. But I think the selection was more based on what they would bring to the table. And again, I want to emphasize the mayor specifically told me that he and the selection committee were impressed with all three of the people that put their applications in. And so I don't really think the fact that they're willing to run again was a significant factor, but it certainly was a factor.
But nobody said if you need cannon fodder, you can use me for 6 months.
No.
I've had that
they're
standing offer over the years. Yeah. You just need somebody to fill in for a month or two. Okay, fine, great.
No, I think all of them are interested in working for with the city.
Well, they don't look as good as I do with that bullseye thing on the T-shirt. Thanks for coming by, Mike.
You betcha. Thank
you. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.
Stay out, bring you.